I just went in their room to get some water. That's all. They're not
Radio.
Looking
at me.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure, each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Though I'm missing you,
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I want to say thank you to all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and everyone around the globe in the 37 countries who tuned in. I appreciate you. And we have a special guest, but before we introduce her, I want to say hello to Chris. How you doing, darling?
Hello, Terry. Happy Friday before Thanksgiving.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it because it seems like a lot of cooking for myself. But,
Well, I just wanted to say that, Terry, because I won't see it till after, so, you know.
I know that's right. And if anybody want to tune in and talk to our guests, just dial 347-945-6003 and hit the one key. And if you do, you'll stay muted unless you hit the one key. So without further ado, our special guest, man, this woman is Barbara Pierce. She wears so many hats. And but tonight we're talking about the hat about her writing her books, No More Bullying. And I'm sure I have and a lot of people have been bullied coming up. But she's going to tell you a little bit about what inspired her to write that book. And she's going to make an announcement where we're the first one to hear this announcement before everyone else hears. So, hey, we got the scoop.
Hey.
How you doing, Barbara?
We got the scoop.
I'm good. You got the scoop. Yeah, how you doing? All right. I'm always so glad to be on your show.
And you can always come back with your family.
Yes.
Well, you know that I did this book, No More Bullying, and because I was educator, school board member, worked with children, at-risk children, every single summer for the last 6 years, I have learned so much about bullying, even myself, even though I was a bully myself. Now,
wow,
I did
really?
Get bullied. Yeah. I got bullied a lot when I was young, which actually turned me into being a bully. Once I did build the courage to defend myself, then I became the bully. You know, so I got kicked out of a school that I couldn't even go back to anymore for fighting. So when you think about that, and then my mom, I promised her when I got to high school, because I enjoyed high school so much. I really enjoyed high school. And when I got to high school, I promised my mom that I would never get kicked out of another school, that I would never get in trouble again for fighting. And I kept that promise. And so then I started studying and watching other kids and what they're doing to children and stuff. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to write a book about it for younger kids, like second and third grade, so that they can know how to identify what bullying is and who to go to get help. And so then this past summer, looking at a lot of the bullying going on now, it's a lot different from the bullying that was going on when we were younger. Now these kids are having relationship bullying. I mean, like 13, 14, and 15-year-olds, they're talking about boyfriends and getting angry and girls fighting over little boys and stuff like that. And I'm like, wow. You know, so it's a different type of bullying.
And intimidating these young girls to have sex with their friends because they're going to show some explicit pictures or something. You know, they're just trifling. So you might need to do a sequel to the book about bullying. Do one for the teenagers. You got one for your little kids. You ought to progress and do one for the teenagers. And, you know, bullying goes as far as adults go. But, you know, I was bullied in school because, you know, what they say, the girl got the junk in the yard and she got a big booty and stuff. You know, back then when I had that, that was the reason I got bullied, you know. I didn't know that I had a gym.
It gets really bad, and then, you know, kids are actually killing themselves because they can't handle the bullying. They don't want to go to school anymore. And so what encouraged me to do what we're about to do is that I was talking to my IT person, which is in Texas, and she was telling me what she was going through. She said, I'm going through a lot with my daughter. She said she doesn't want to go back to school because they are bullying her in school. And I'm like, that is terrible. That is, you know, so for a kid to not to want to go to school because of what kids are saying to them. So I said, we got to do something about this. And then I started talking about this tour And she loved it. She got right on it, and then we started calling other people in, and then I started calling sponsors in, you know, all that kind of stuff. And let's say, let's do this. And so that's what we're going to do, and we're going to be talking about everything from building self-esteem to fighting against bullying. So that's the whole objective.
Amen
of it.
To that. Well, I do know one reason why some people are bullied, and because, like me, I didn't want to fight. You know, some people don't have that mentality. Me, I just wanted to go to school and get back home. I wasn't one of the people who wanted to be boisterous and want to get out there and fight and da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, and I had a sister that went to school with me, so when somebody threatened me, I asked the teacher, could I go to the bathroom? Then I went to her class, and I would say, they're trying to get me after school, and she would handle it, and I'd run home because I didn't like getting scars and nothing on my body, you know, so... Everybody's not a rough person, and that's never been my thing. But as I got older, you know, defending my grandkids, yeah, I became like, whoa, you know, don't mess with my grandkids,
right.
My family. Then I go to the, you know, limit.
Well, when we was coming up, the bullying was, like I said, a little different. Most people because of fighting and picking and stuff like that, talking about maybe the clothes that you were wearing. And speaking of the clothes that you were wearing, I don't know if you remember when Oprah Winfrey donated $500,000 to Newark, New Jersey, to Westside High School. And the reason why she did that, which was, you remember that? That was my high school. That's the high school I went to.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the reason why is because she donated the money so they can have a laundry room, so they can have their own laundry room, so their kids were being teased and bullied about their clothes being dirty, or, you know, they couldn't keep it up because at home they may not have water, they may not have washing machines and dryers, you know, because this is an inner city, sort of an inner city high school. And so anyway, she donated that money. So, and then the kids started coming back to school because they were able to come to school with clean clothes and stuff. And it was just awesome. I cried when I saw that. I was like, God, that is so awesome for her to do that. So there's all different types of bullying. There's cyberbullying now. That's new. They didn't have that when we were coming up because we weren't on computers and stuff. We weren't on social media. So you got a lot of cyberbullying. Even when these kids are fighting, they're videotaping it and putting it on Facebook. Exactly. We didn't have to go through that type of bullying. So it's gotten worse. It's not getting better. It's actually getting worse. And the only people that can fix that is us. Us that are experienced enough to know what it is and how to fix it.
We have to stand up. We have to stand up to bullying. We have to call it out.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Of course, you got a question. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and a lot of that is coming in the younger kids. I mean, like 8 and 9 years old. This is what I was going through this, you know, this year, where kids didn't want to come back to the camp because other kids were teasing them for whatever reason, because they had a little weight on them, because the way they talked. I mean, it's just, you know, different things, you know, and it's just awful when kids don't want to get involved in things because they're afraid that they're going to be teased and bullied, you know, and that's just not good.
Yeah. Well, I do have a question for Barbara, but I just want to say real quick that, you know, I know what it's like to be bullied because I had – when I was in school, I'm a gay guy, but when I was younger, I was called fag, and I had rocks thrown at me, and my grandma Rose stepped in. So my question, Barbara, leading up to that is, you know, she was my hero. Did you have any heroes or heroes that stood up for you when you was getting bullied?
No, actually, I didn't. And I'm going to tell you what first happened to me. And I just wanted to say this here. When you said fag, you brought me way, way back because they don't even use that word anymore. And so when you said that, I was like, whoa, that's going way back. I didn't know you was that old, Chris. But anyway. But anyway.
Well, it was the 90s, yeah.
Not really. I didn't really have any heroes or heroes. But let me tell you what happened, how it actually turned me out. I say turned me out because at first I was a kind of like, you know, introvert child, you know, didn't really say anything to anybody. But what happened is this girl that was about maybe, I stood about maybe 4'11". She stood about 5 feet, and that's tall when you're in elementary school, okay? And so she would chase me home every day. She, like, would want to fight me every day. So one day I came in with my clothes torn and everything, and my mother was asking me what had happened to me. And I was telling her, my mother said, you don't come in this house no more running from anybody. So I blame a lot of it on my mom, right?
No,
you just don't come in.
Don't come in.
She said, the next time. That's right. She said, next time you come in this house, I'm going to whoop your behind. And I was like, whoa, not my mom. You know? So the next day when I was coming home, I saw a little girl coming towards me. And I picked up a bottle. I'll never forget. It was a knee-high bottle. The knee-high drinks, you know those bottles. Yeah. They're kind of durable. And I picked up one of them bottles. And I actually hit her with the bottle. She started crying. And you know what? We became friends after that. But guess what? I wasn't scared of anybody else after that because I knew the bigger you are, the harder you fall after that. You heard that. And so after that, I had never had a problem with anybody coming to me to beat me up. But I did start being the aggressive one. Like if you looked at me wrong or you said something to me wrong, you know, if somebody say, what time is it? And I say, then it's time for you to get a new watch, you know, or something like that. And then they want to fight when you get outside. So I went through that during a period of my time, like I said, during elementary school. But when I got to high school, I wanted to be involved in everything. So I wasn't trying to get in any trouble because I loved high school that much. So, no, I didn't have any sheroes or heroes. No, I really didn't. I think when I got to high school, there were certain teachers that were my mentors, especially my English teacher, and that's the reason why I'm into journalism and writing and everything now, because my English teacher was, he was amazing. And so, but other than that, no. And I was the oldest coming up in my household. I have brothers and sisters that are older than me, but they're on my father's side. So I was the oldest of my mom's kids coming up, so I always had to fight for my brothers. I would always have to fight for them. And so, no, they looked up to me. I didn't look up to anybody.
It's amazing you said that. You know, I didn't want to fight for myself, but I had a brother, you know, that is gay as well. And the guy would torment him, and he was scared. And because I would see the fear in his eyes, I said, fight me. And I was a tomboy. I was ready to fight. It's weird, though. I wouldn't fight for myself. But if it's somebody else that was being targeted, I'm ready to fight. And that was, you know, that was backwards. I didn't mind fighting myself, but if somebody that I know was afraid, I saw that fear in their eyes.
Yeah, he was a protector. Uh-huh. You were a protector. And that's how I did my brothers, because I was older than them, right? And so anybody mess with my brothers had to mess with me. And we're all grown now. You don't mess with my brothers unless you come through me.
Exactly.
That's just the way it is. I'd be like, what? She did what? But and I was a tomboy, too, because of all brothers. I have all brothers. And I, like I said, I have sisters on my father's side, but I don't have sisters that came up in the house with me. So I was a tomboy. If my brothers jumped the fence, I jumped the fence. Whatever they did, I did. They pop a willy, I pop a willy. You know, so, yeah, I was a tomboy. My daughter said that I'm still a tomboy. You know, because I ride motorcycles, you know, and go to the gun range and do all the things that normally men do. And she still said that I'm a tomboy. And I'm not like really girly girl. You know, I don't dress as really girly girl kind of thing, you know. So that's what she said.
No, you know, it's rough. It's rough, you know. But tell us a little bit more about the tour,
right, is that we're going to start in Georgia. We have cities that are already approved, already on board. We have one particular city, which is Brunswick, Georgia, is going to do a pageant. So she's getting ready for a big pageant to be part of this tour. And the rest of them are doing fashion shows in the place of the pageant. So we have everybody in those cities that are going to be coming forward as being presenters of hair care, skin care, hygiene. These are all things that build self-esteem among the girls from 8 to 16 years old. So we'll be doing things like that. We'll be giving prizes and scholarships and just the whole thing. It's just going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's good. That is really good, you know. And we need people to know that they're not alone, these young people, because, you know, you said that some kids chose not to come to school. I feel bad for some of the kids who decided to take their own life because they couldn't handle it. And sometimes... Mm-hmm. They felt like they couldn't go home and tell nobody about it because sometimes the parents could be so busy, they could be latchkey children coming home by themselves, or maybe it could be abused at home, so they feel like they have nowhere to turn. That's just a sad thing, you know.
And it's funny that you bring that up, Ms. Terry, because those things that you bring up are all the things on our list. We're talking about child abuse, mental health. We're talking about all latchkey kids. We're talking about all that kind of stuff. We're going to have different types of activities and stuff to support it. One of the things that I found out, and I'm glad, Chris, that you are very openly about your sexuality, because that's one of the reasons why a lot of kids kill themselves.
I have been.
Because of that. Yeah, you know, because the fact that they are still in the closet and they don't want anybody to know, and then when somebody finds out, they tease them about it. And so it's just incredible to me. A lot of my friends are homosexual. So I just don't, I'm not understanding why is that a problem? Because it's open now. It's not like it used to be where, you know, where people teach you when they found out about it, because it's open now.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So those are the things that people have been talking to me about. We had a little boy that wanted to be in a fashion show the year before last, and in the fashion show he wanted to wear a skirt. And it was a huge conversation. It was huge.
They had doing that, you know, even when they were doing that before, they had the kills, you know, the Scottish people, they wore skirts, you know, so they've been around for so forever.
In the biblical days, look in the biblical days what they wore, okay? It's something, you know. Exactly. And so, but you know, it became very controversial. And the weirdest thing about it is that his mother is homosexual. So I don't know, we were getting so many problems from the parents because that's what he wanted to do. Not that we were going to let him do it, but they wanted to make sure that he didn't do it. So, you know, so we go through all kinds of stuff like that, and the kids started messing with him, and you know, and he's trying to tell you, no, I'm straight, but I just want to do it for the fashion show. I was like, okay.
Yeah. That's good. Well, Barbara, my question to you is, discussing your book, was this book difficult to write or was it easy to write?
Well, you know, whenever you're doing books to teach, you have to do the research, you know, to make sure that you're telling the kids the right things to do. So, no, because I'm a former educator, it was not hard to do. And because I'm a former bully, I said former, now remember that. And it was not. Because I had counselors that are friends of mine and stuff, and I just want to know, what do these kids do? And a lot of kids don't know the counselors at school are there to help them when they have problems, such as bullying or whatever problems they have. That's what the counselors are supposed to be there. And if the counselors are not doing their job, then they need to tell the principal or their parents so that the parents can go to school and have a discussion with people who are not doing their jobs, because I did go through that with my own daughter, of her going to the guidance counselor that told her that she had to get it the best way she can. So I was like, really? Let me go and talk to this, you know. So, yeah, so those are people that kids need to be taught to go to, because they don't know who to go to. They don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't know. They can go to someone as simple as their parents if they're having a problem in school. Like, there's one little girl. Let me tell you what happened with her. Now, I was the education chair of the state of Georgia, and I got this call about this little girl who got expelled from school. I mean, expelled, not suspended, but expelled. And the reason why she got expelled from school, because she's a black child, and these white kids, white boys, were teasing her about her color. They were calling her tar baby and stuff like that. And she was crying and stuff. And she didn't want to go back to school. But when she did go back to school, she made a hit list of all the kids that she wanted to do something to, which was these boys. They got a phone to that list, brought it home to their parents, and the parents came to school with that list that she had this hit list, which is terroristic threat, right? And they suspended her. They expelled her from school.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened to the boys, though. So, you know, this is all a form of bullying. This is the things that happen. Now, if she had been a weak child and went home and killed herself or something, that would have been all nonsense.
Yeah.
Wow. So
these are things that are happening. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah,
you wrote these books for people who are being bullied. What would you say to the bullier?
Well, the bullier, I said that they need help, and that's what we have to do. We have to, first of all, it has to be identified. The bully has to be identified first, and once they're identified, we need to try to get that bully some help, some therapy, psychology, whatever. We need to get them some help because they have a problem, whether it's derived from family issues or just society. We have to get them help. I know a lot of mine came from family. I'm not talking about that today, but a lot of mine came from things that happened to me when I was very young. So So I just want to say that we need to identify who the bullies are and get them some help.
Well, right. Barbara,
yeah,
if we don't get them some help, they're going to wind up in prison.
I want to ask you a question, darling. And the last four digits is 2907. If you want to ask the question of the caller, go ahead. Caller, your mic is open. Go ahead, ask your question. Last four digits, 2907.
Hello?
We hear you.
Hello?
Hello. Now, what was the question? I'm just coming in on it.
We're talking about stop the bullying. You know,
okay.
Or someone's bullying you.
Okay.
She wrote two books on bullying.
Okay. First and foremost, how everybody doing? Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Good evening.
Okay, so your topic was bullying, you know, about bullying and then how would you, you know, but, you know, if you, you know, if the individual yourself, you know, it was bullied or, you know, before anything, but I'm elaborate on bullying, period. Bullying been out a long time. It started up with children. Because me, I'm just dealing with myself as a, you know, when I was a child, I got bullied in school, but I didn't, you know, like spaz out as far as like wanting to fight somebody or anything like that. I just wanted to get my education. I just wanted to grow up and be the man I am today. But getting back to bullying, now is certain ways of bullying. You got the bullying where it's those when people pick on you, and then you got this other type of bullying where it's though they people just want to do what they want to do and think it's okay of doing it. So
what are you talking about? Because when you say picking on somebody, could be a lot of stuff. It could be fighting them, it could be shoving them, it could
because what I'm saying is, well, when people pick on you, they pick on you because of your condition. Like if you have some type of condition, you know, health condition, meaning like you said, ADHD. What's another one?
Autism.
Well, you're saying people pick on you because
autism,
because medical issues.
Yes. Right. Medical issues. That's and then another way they bully you, like you said, fighting, and you know want to fight you, and you know pick a fight, and then if you don't want to, they're still trying to do it anyway.
Yeah, well, how did you deal with being bullied when you was going to school?
Well, like I said, I ignored it because. Why retaliate? That's just like, you know, going back and forth with, you know, blood and crap. They don't get along. So
okay, those are games. We're talking about
right. No, I'm just using that as an example. So you know they don't get along, but. Getting back to bullying, what did I do about it? I just didn't retaliate. I just, you know, left it alone. That's the best thing.
Can I ask a question?
You're weak, and they continue to pick on you worse. So I am so grateful that Barbara got these books out to have people address bullying. Do you tell them in the books, Barbara,
see, a lot of kids do like you do. They just ignore it and they just keep on until it raises the elevation of wanting to kill itself or don't want to go back to school or don't want to confront anybody. But what you have to do is you have to get it to someone that can help you, someone that can give you an advice, somebody that's authority, like to your teacher, like your pastor. Like your parents, those people you have to be able to know to go to And they can advise you because they're more experienced and they know what to do, right? They can advise you on what has to be done. Law enforcement, okay? Anybody of authority, right, that you would have to be able to go through. These kids need to know, like we tell them don't take things from strangers and stuff like that. That's cool. But we also have to tell them what they'll do if somebody's constantly bullying them, you know, because the alternative is awful. And when I hear the alternatives of not going to somebody and getting help, like you were lucky. You were just good that they just kept doing it and you just say it's okay. Because a lot of kids can't take that. They're not that strong. You were strong. A lot of kids are not strong enough to just keep taking it.
When they pick on you and you don't react, they keep picking on you. It gets worse and worse and worse.
It gets worse. And sometimes it's just simple things. Like when I was coming up in the hood, you know, it might be about your clothes, you know, because you wore hand-me-downs and they wore better clothes. Some kids came to school with their shoes, with holes in their shoes and, you know, stuff like that. And kids, of course, tease them and pick with them. And then they don't want to come back to school anymore. And they would do anything to keep from coming back to school. So those are things that we do not want to happen. And it's gotten worse now because now everything is about social media. So they get on social media and they have pictures on their people. It's just crazy. So we need to get a handle to that because we're losing our children. And so we need to get a handle to them. We need to lose them to death.
You have to get your books because we done ran out of time. So we need you to say how to get your books and everything.
Okay, so,
and when your tour
It's two places that you can get that book. You can go to Amazon.com. That's the author is Barbara Pierce. The book is called No More Bullies. Or you can get it from our website, which is www.uniqueeuphonypublishing.com, and get it from there. And proceeds of this book between now and when we go on tour with these girls, all the proceeds are going to fund that tour. So we want you to go and get that book. It's only like $10, and the proceeds will be going towards the tour.
Amen. Well, I want to let everyone know that next week our special guest is the guy who invented the pizza cone. And that's a whole lot nicer to hold this pizza in your hand, and it's a cone, like an ice cone shake. So you ain't going to want to miss that, Barbara. Much success
on
the tour, darling. And, you know, keep talking to me, get in my ear, because you always got something going on. And we'd like to make sure that when you be on the show, you can always come back. This is home. Thank you, Chris, for always being on time. Thank you, Paula, for your comments about bullying. And see us next week at the same time, same bat channel.
Okay.
All right, then. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, darling.
Bye-bye.
Paula.